Spiritual destiny is not only about what happens later, it changes how we live now. When Christians think about death, heaven, resurrection, and the new creation, we are not escaping ordinary life. We are learning how to live ordinary life with eternal meaning. If Christ has conquered death, then fear does not need to rule us. If our bodies will be raised, then our bodies matter now. If God will make all things new, then our acts of love, service, truth, prayer, and obedience are not wasted. If we will stand before Christ, then our choices matter. If our final future is communion with God, then spiritual growth is preparation for that communion. This gives us a different way to look at daily life. A student studying late at night can do that work before God. A parent changing diapers, caring for a teenager, or tending an aging parent can see that labor as holy service. A chaplain sitting quietly with someone in grief can offer presence shaped by resurrection hope. A business owner can treat employees, customers, and money in light of the kingdom of God. A believer facing illness can remember that weakness is not the end of the story. A person near death can be comforted that Christ is faithful beyond the final breath. Spiritual destiny also teaches us patience. We do not see everything healed yet. We still face grief, temptation, injustice, suffering, aging, and death. Spiritual growth does not mean pretending these things are easy. It means walking with Christ through them. The Christian life is lived between resurrection and resurrection. Jesus has already risen. Our final resurrection is still coming. In between, we walk by faith, we practice scripture, prayer, worship, confession, communion, community, service, obedience, rest, and remembrance. We grow in love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. We discern wisely, we serve faithfully, we answer God's calling, we steward our gifts. We participate in God's mission, and we do all of this with hope. The end of the Christian story is not fear, it is not emptiness, it is not the triumph of death, it is life with God. Spiritual destiny forms courageous Christians. We can face death honestly, grieve tenderly, serve faithfully, and live hopefully. Because our future is secure in Christ, we can take the next faithful step today.